Of the year, Lord Donald's wife came into the church, a gospel for to hear. And when the meeting it was done, she cast her eyes about, and there she saw little Maggie Groves walking in the crowd. Come home with me, little Maggie Groves, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, little Maggie Groves, sleep with me tonight. Oh, I can't come home, I won't come home, sleep with you tonight. By the rings on your fingers I can tell you're Lord Donald's wife. But if I am Lord Donald's wife, Lord Donald's not at home. He is out in the far cornfields bringing the yearlings home. And a servant who was standing by and hearing what was said, he swore Lord Donald he would know before the sun would set. And in his hurry to carry the news, he bent his breast and ran. And when he came to the Broadmill stream, he took off his shoes and he swam. Little Maddie Groves, he lay down and took a little sleep. When he awoke, Lord Donald was standing at his feet, saying, how do you like my feather bed, and how do you like my sheets? How do you like my lady who lies in your arms asleep? Oh, will I like your feather bed, and will I like your sheets? But better I like your lady gay who lies in my arms asleep. Well, get up, Lord Donald cried, get up as quick as you can. It'll never be said in Faringland that I slew a naked man. Oh, I can't get up, I won't get up, I can't get up for my life. For you have two long beaten swords and I'm not a pocket knife. Well, it's true I have two beaten swords and they cost me deep in the purse. But you will have the better of them, and I will have the worse. And you will strike the very first blow, and strike it like a man. And I will strike the very next blow, and I'll kill you if I can. So Maddie struck the very first blow, and he hurt Lord Donald sore. Lord Donald struck the very next blow, and Maddie struck no more. And then Lord Donald took his wife, and he sat her on his knee, saying, who do you like the best of us, Maddie Groves or me? And then up spoke his own dear wife, who never heard speak so free. I'd rather have a kiss from dead Maddie's lips than you or your finery. Lord Donald, he jumped up, and loudly did he bawl. He struck his wife right through the heart, and pinned her against the wall. A grave Lord Donald cried to put these lovers in. But bury my lady at the top, for she was of noble kin.